Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we will be concluding the second chapter of Maseches Edyos and beginning the third. So Mishnah Yud, the tenth and final Mishnah in the second chapter, says, Af hu haya omer, he also used to say. So I imagine we're still speaking of Rabbi Akiva, who was the subject of the preceding Mishnayos. So what did he say? Chamisha devarim shal shnei masar chodesh. There are five things that are of 12-month durations. Mishpat dor hamabul, the judgment of the generation of the flood. So when the flood came and punished that generation, that lasted for a year. Shnei Masar Chodesh, that was 12 months. Mishpat Iyov Shnei Masar Chodesh, the judgment of Iyov, all the trials and tribulations that he suffered in the book of Job, that was 12 months. Mishpat HaMitzrim Shnei Masar Chodesh, the judgment of the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, the 10 plagues that were brought on Egypt, that lasted 12 months. Mishpat Gog u'Magog la'asid lavo, Shnei Masar Chodesh. The judgment of Gog and Magog in the future, with the war of Gog and Magog, that will be 12 months. Mishpat Roshoyim b'Gehenem, and the judgment of the wicked in hell, Shnei Masar Chodesh. That is also 12 months. Shenemar, and he bases this on a pasuk from Yeshaya. V'hayamide Chodesh b'Chodesho, so it's from month to month. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Min ha-Pesach v'ad ha-Tzeres. It's as long as from Pesach until Shavuos, which is 49 days, 7 weeks. Shenemar, as it says, U'mede Shabbos b'Shabboso, from week to week. And we'll look in the Bart Nuro, who will explain exactly what is derived from those two verses, or from those two parts of the same verse. So the Bart Nuro says, Shenemar v'haya midei chodesh b'chadsho, from month to month. Kishiyavo chodesh ba'oso ha-chodesh shemesbo. When the month that he died in rolls around again, yotze megehenim v'yavo lehishtachavos lifnei Hashem. Then the soul arises to bow down before God. The other opinion is, Shenemar u'medei Shabbos b'Shabboso. It's from week to week. Klomar, meaning to say, La'achar shiyeh begehenim kol kach yomim k'mo shiyesh miyom rishon shel Pesach te'ikrei Shabbos. It's the amount of time that it would be in hell, the same as from the first day of Pesach, which is called Shabbos, Dichsiv usfartem lachem imachras ha-Shabbos, just like the Pasuk tells us, count from after Shabbos, and that refers to the first day of Pesach, Adatzeres, shehu imachras ha-Shabbos ha-Shvias, until Shavuos, which is the conclusion of the seventh Sabbath from that. Yotze megehenim v'yavo yelishtachavos. So after 49 days, after 7 weeks, that's when the soul arises and bows down before God. That is the end of the second perek. We now begin the third perek, Mishnah Aleph. Kol hamatamin ba'ohel shenechoku v'yachnisan l'soch habayis. Anything that becomes impure from tent impurity, which is then disassembled and brought into the house. So it got tent impurity, and now it's in another house. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinis mataher v'chachamim matamin. Rabbi Dosa says that it cannot become ritually impure, and the Chachamim say that it can. Ketzad, what's the case? Hanogea b'shnei chatzai zesim min hanavela o nosan. If somebody touches or carries two half olive-sized pieces from a nevela, from an animal who's just died, ubames hanogea b'chatzi zayas u'ma'al achatzi zayas, or when it comes to a corpse, if he's touching half an olive-sized piece of a corpse and he's forming a tent over another half olive-sized piece, onogea b'chatzi zayas v'kachatzi zayas ma'ahil alav, or if he's touching half an olive-sized piece and half an olive-sized piece forms a tent over him, u'ma'ahil al shnei chatzai zesim, or if he forms a tent over two different olive-sized pieces, u'ma'ahil al chatzi zayas u'kachatzi zayas ma'ahil alav, or if he's forming a tent over half an olive-sized piece and half an olive-sized piece is forming a tent over him. In all of these cases, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkness matahir v'chachamim matamin. In all of these cases, Rabbi Dosa says that ritual impurity is not transmitted, and the sages say that it is. Aval hanogea b'chatzi zayas v'davar acher ma'ahil alav v'al kachatzi zayas. But if he's touching half an olive-sized piece and another object is forming a tent over both him and another olive-sized piece, o ma'ahil al chatzi zayas v'davar acher ma'ahil alav v'al kachatzi zayas. Or if he's forming a tent over half an olive-sized piece and another object is forming a tent over him and a different half olive-sized piece, tahor, then he is pure. It does not transmit this type of impurity. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Af bezer Rabbi Dosa Matahir v'chachamim matamin. He says, no, in this case also, it's still a subject of the disputes of Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim. Hakol tamei chutz min hamaga im hamasa v'hamasa im ha'ohel. Every form of impurity combines, he says, except for touching with carrying and carrying with a tent. Zeha klal, this is the general rule, kol shehu mishem echad, everything which has the same name, meaning they're in the same type of category of uncleanliness, tamei, that combines to make something impure. Mishnei shemos tahor, but if they have two names, meaning they're two different categories of impurity, they cannot transmit impurity. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. We're just going to skip. We'll do some at the beginning and some at the end. Shenachoku, so if something's impure and it's taken apart. Shirehen lechatzian, so if the sizes are cut in half. So if it's half the size, it was made impure when it was the full size and then it was split. So Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinis Matahir, Rabbi Dosa says that it remains pure, it cannot transmit impurity. The Sefer Lomit Sarfi Lekshir, he feels that they don't combine to form the requisite size. Let's skip down in the Bart Neuro. Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir Palig al Tanakama, Rabbi Meir disagrees with the first opinion in this Mishnah. Damar Keshi Yesh Poseach Tefach Bein HaTuma V'HaOhel Modu Rabbanan D'Tahor V'Ein Mitztarfin. Because the first opinion feels that if there's a space of a handbreadth between the impure thing and the covering, the thing that's forming a tent over it, then the Rabbanan would agree that it doesn't combine and it does not transmit impurity. V'Amr Da'af Bezu Plige Rabbanan Al Rabdusa. And Rabbi Meir feels that even in such a case, the Rabbanan would argue with Rabbi Dosa. V'Amri D'Negiya V'Ohel Chad Shmahi, and they would say that touching it and forming a tent are actually in the same category. Hilkach, therefore, Mistarfin Lekshir Matamin. Therefore, these two forms of impurity do combine to form the requisite amount and convey impurity. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Meir, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir in this. We follow the opinion of the Tanakama. All right, that's Mishnah Aleph. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Yis Beis and Gimel.